freedom450.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Freedom is good. Liberty is good. Capitalism is good. Tony Katz is spectacular.
Tonight on our great American panel, he's a radio talk show host, Tea Party organizer. He's based in Los Angeles. Tony Katz is here.
This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular.
May I believe will rule that the individual mandate is indeed unconstitutional, because of course it is unconstitutional.
The views expressed on the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular are not necessarily those of the station you are listening to, even though they really, really should be.
And that's President Obama. He is completely devoid of the ravages of thought.
Now sit back, light up a guilt-free cigar, and let's start the show!
And we are here. This is happening. This is not a drill. The Tony Katz Radio Show begins. Give us a call, 805-639-0008, 805-639-0008. The chat room is open. I am not even in there due to my totally insane near... I don't know if I can say the word. I was going to say a word that I don't know if I can say, so I will choose not to say it. Computer. It was something about my computer. But the chat room is there for you. There's nothing wrong with that. AllPatriotsMedia.com/chat is the place to be, ladies and gentlemen. Bookmark the site, AllPatriotsMedia.com. Be sure to do that. It's the easiest way to get there. Click on the chat link and you're done. Or from any browser, anywhere around the world, AllPatriotsMedia.com/chat. Holly Bacon will be with us a little bit later, along with Noel Shepard of newsbusters.org, to discuss some of the latest things going on, especially some interesting activity dealing with Occupy Wall Street, and a letter sent by Brent Bozell of the Media Research Center to the president of ABC News. There we go. I am now in the chat room, and a good hello, everyone, right over there. Plus, I will be joined by my dear friend and lawyer, D.C. lawyer, John Agin, with a story about corruption and criminal activity that will quite literally make you cry. And there sometimes comes a moment where, while many of the things we discuss are political, they're always based in this constant theme, which is the concepts of the individual versus the collective, the concepts of free markets and capitalism versus statism. And in this case, it is a conversation about good versus evil. Because there is a good and there is an evil, and it seems that more and more that tries to get clouded. There is this desperate attempt to mismanage this idea that somehow it's wrong to say that there is good and that there is evil, that there is right and that there is wrong, that those things are not politically correct and therefore they cannot be tolerated. I share with you something I saw, I think it was last night on ESPN. I am watching ESPN. It was just after Monday Night Football. And yes, our fantasy football team pulled it out. We are now 2-5. You're welcome, America. And there I am watching this whole conversation about this Detroit Lions, I don't know if he's a nose tackle, defensive end, Sue, S-U-H. I cannot pronounce his name. Don't ask me to. And he was supposedly in the game with the Atlanta Falcons, taunting the quarterback, Matt Ryan, while he was on the ground. And then it was either Matt Ryan or some other people from the Falcons were complaining about it to the press. And for 15 minutes, it was Stuart Scott and I think it was Mike Goldberg. Who was that guy? One of the mics. I don't remember which mic it is. Maybe someone from the chat room knows. And it was a hockey guy and it was a basketball guy by phone. And Trent Dilfer, who used to play for the Bucks, and he played for the Ravens, where he won a Super Bowl ring. And they're having a conversation. They're having a conversation about how it is that people act on the field and how you handle things that happen on the field. And what we heard from these guys was not what you hear about from the press, there was no political correct side to them. It was an honest and open conversation about how somebody taunts you on the field, it stays on the field, and you have 60 minutes on the field to knock their ass out. That's what you get. That's the chances you get. Those are the opportunities you get. Somebody taunts you, you can throw a hit on them. I mean, the talk sounds so violent, but as Trent Dofer is explaining, this is professional sports, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not suggesting this to say that high school kids should engage in this way. They should make the tackle, say good tackle, and get back, because there's a way to act. There's certainly a level of sportsmanship. But the idea of trash talking, getting into somebody's head, as somebody said in regards to basketball, if you're someone who reacts poorly to trash talking, forget it. You're done. You're gone. People will be chirping in your ear every single game you play for the rest of your life. But if you're somebody who can just, you know, slough it off, they'll stop because they know it won't work. They'll work on other tactics. They'll work on other things. You got to be able to deal with these things. And you got to be able to handle them on the field. That was the part two, and I think the more important part. You have to be able to handle these things on the field. That if you don't like what somebody says, you go out there and you win. You don't like how somebody treats you, you go out there and you're doing one better. You don't take it to the press in that mamby-pamby kind of style. You got to go out there and you have to be victorious. You got to go out there and you got to act like a man. You got to go out there and accept the fact that not everything's going to go your way. You're not always going to be treated fairly. Somebody's going to say something about your mother, ladies and gentlemen. I thought that conversation was just wonderful. Was just terrific and important. And it was obviously unscripted. Down to the point where I don't even think it was produced. It was, okay, we're going to get you guys on set. We have these two guys by phone talk. Which is what I love. I mean, that's great. And they did. And engaged in one of the most honest conversations that I have seen on television in a long time. And it's a conversation that is, I think, important for all of us to take and be a part of. Earlier, I was on the show on KKZZ, 1400 AM there in Ventura. The show that comes on before us, Joe Messina, I was a guest on with my dear friend Sonia Schmidt. And it was the question got asked to me about are any of these Republican candidates any good? I mean, are they really, can they do anything? Can they, anything possible? Can they win? Can anything happen? I said, they can all win. They're all better than Obama. Yeah, but this, but that, no. This is where we now no longer allow the politically correct talk. If you want a candidate, ladies and gentlemen, that's perfect. Go run for office. Otherwise, shut up. Deal with what you have. You don't win with the army you wish you had. You win with the army you have. You don't go to battle, one or the other. Obama can't win re-election as long as we continue to point out to America the problems with an Obama presidency, the problem with Obama's America, the problems that have been created by Obama's policies. As long as we continue to do just that, we will be victorious. And we is the collective we in this case. It's not Republicans. It's conservatives, independents, and it is people who believe in an America that is based on the Constitution. You don't like Newt Gingrich because he's been married one time too many? I don't give a damn. You don't like Herman Cain because he just doesn't explain it the way you want it explained? What am I supposed to do with you? You don't like John Huntsman? Well, you're totally right. There's nothing to like there. But you have to stop this idea that everything's going to be nice and sweet and you're going to get it all perfect wrapped up in a bow. That's not happening. Pick a candidate and win. Stop telling me about the problems. Stay with us. More to come. This is the Tony Katz Radio Show on the All Patriots Media Network.
Yeah! Kick it!
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom450.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom450.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 450.com. Freedom450.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-617-0298. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-617-0298. That's 800-617-0298. Again, 800-617-0298.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-348-6692. That's 1-800-348-6692.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-348-6692.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-348-6692. That's 1-800-348-6692. And we are back. The Tony Katz radio show continues. Give us a call, 805-639-0008, 805-639-0008. As we continue to move on with this fantastic world-class program. Noel Shepard, is that you? Noel? Noel? Oh, look at that. He's going to have to call back. We wait on Noel Shepard, 805-639-0008. I've been following Noel for a while now over at newsbusters.org. A fantastic site for exposing what's happening in the media, specifically the leftist slant that exists in all of media. Noel Shepard is their associate editor. Noel, how you doing, my friend? Noel. I can hear you. I know you're there. I can still hear you, Noel. This can happen. You've got what it takes. I have no idea why Noel can't hear me. None. It's a problem on his end. He will figure it out. But one of the things that they did today, maybe he's trying to... I'm picking up Noel. I can hear you. There we go. He doesn't think anybody's trying to pick up. Did I give him the right number? Yeah, he has the right number. He's calling in. Let's try this one more time. Noel Shepard, how we doing, my friend? Really?
You can hear me. I can't hear anybody.
Okay, that's peculiar and strange. Okay, wait a second.
I can't hear you.
Hold on. You will in a sec. No. God, I know he can do this. Oh, that's just driving me nuts. That's going to drive me totally batty. The poor chat room must be going completely insane. I think my computer's just going to explode now. I think that's what's going to come next. There we go. They can't hear Noel. They can hear him just a tiny... Yeah, because he wasn't really talking. That was the problem. He wasn't really talking. Oh, you see? There it is. Noel Shepard, how you doing, my friend?
So I assume you picked up, but I don't hear anything. And I'm not sure why. Maybe it's my phone on this end. Haven't had any problems.
You know what?
If you're speaking, I don't hear you.
Noel is speaking, ladies and gentlemen.
Any way to call me if I give you a phone number?
Oh, good Lord. I just can't make it work today. My goodness. One of the good things that they did over there is, and we'll get back with Noel. I am so sorry that we are unable to connect with him right now. One of the good things that they did over there at Newsbusters is that Brent Bozell, who is with the Media Research Center and runs things over there, he's the editor over there, sent a letter over to ABC News. And what he said to ABC News is that you guys need to start reporting on the anti-Semitism that is going on at Occupy Wall Street. Because when it was the Tea Party, you were right there talking about the supposed spitting. Oh, he's trying to call me back. He's trying to call back. I don't know what to make of this. Yes?
So I assume you picked up again, but I can't hear you. Okay. The reason I'm giving you that other line...
Oh, I can't. I can't. He doesn't understand that I'm on the air. I can't do it. That it was ABC News who made the decision to cover this so-called spitting event that supposedly happened to two black members of Congress, where there was no video whatsoever, where there absolutely positively was no proof whatsoever, and no proof has ever been shown. Yet here we have, with Occupy Wall Street, here we have proof of the anti-Semitism taking place at Occupy Wall Street rallies, the absolute onslaught on Jews, that they control the media, that they control the banks, that they're responsible for the world's problems. And what he is saying in this letter is that ABC is not being responsible journalists. They're being selective in their coverage, and they refuse to point out the reality. That it was okay for them to report about something that was unprovable, but yet they won't report about something that is provable. Do you know why talk radio is so important? Do you know why online media is so important? Brent Bozell is laying out the case, ladies and gentlemen. He's laying out the case clearly. That if it wasn't for people like this show, like the other guys you listen to, women you listen to, Dana Lash, Laura Ingraham, if it wasn't for us, if it wasn't for Breitbart TV and All Patriots Media and Newsbusters and Town Hall and Hot Air, if it wasn't for us, for we, the collective you, me, and we, engaging in these conversations, nobody would ever know. And then nobody would be there to put the proper pressure necessary and needed on these organizations. Because the pressure has to be brought to bear. You can't just say, oh, they're not reporting it. Boo-hoo. You have to demand the why. If ABC wants to be the trusted source in news, don't they have to ask about present the news, talk about the news, report the news? Shouldn't we be responsible citizens and force them into actually covering the news? isn't that important? I think it's important. I think it's incredibly important. I'm very glad to see Brent Bozell do it. The idea that the mainstream press is there to actually report is no longer true. It hasn't been true for a long time. And every now and then, a good reminder is important. That the mainstream press is not there to report the news. They are there to carry water. They are there solely and exclusively to carry water, not even so much anymore for the Obama administration, but for the left. That their politics cover and slant everything, and they are incapable, truly incapable, of properly relaying the news to you. The New York Times can no longer say all the news that's fit to print. They can say all the news that fits their meme. They can say all the news that fits their slant. They can say all the leftist news that Democrats can provide us. They can say all the news that are talking points that the White House wants us to hit. But they cannot say all the news that's fit to print. That is an impossibility. And it's important for us to be constantly reminded of this and to applaud people who go out there and demand that the right decisions be made. In this case, Brent Bozell. Because in putting this out there and giving, by the way, he's not talking about things in the ethereal. He's not saying things that might have been. He's making a perfect, clear-cut analysis. You covered it here when there was no proof. You're not covering it here when there is proof. You have to. He's not even asking why not. He's saying you have to. You don't have an option. Because this must get covered. If you're going to be a news organization, cover it. We've seen far too often this lack of news coverage. And allow me to go on a part two rant, if you will. If you are listening to any kind of online media, of any kind of radio, because you know that you simply cannot trust the I was gonna say the service, but really it's the news. It's the stories. It's the a reporting that you get from these other sources. So you go to the Limbaughs of the world and the Becks of the world and the Katzes of the world and the Hannitys of the world and hotair.com and online, etc. Because you know you can actually engage a conversation and get news that's actual news and reporting that's actual reporting. And you don't support those organizations? That's a problem. That's a real problem. You have to support them with your dollars and with your deeds. Are you retweeting them? Are you commenting on their sites? Are you emailing your friends saying, listen to this guy, read this guy, do this? Are you out there actively helping move that narrative forward? If that's not what you do, have you donated $5? Yeah, if you have the ability to reach 100,000 people, have you offered to help do that? If you believe that it is your job just to consume and not to participate, you don't understand what your job is. The days of simple consumption are over. Because we're up against ABC that refuses to report on the anti-Semitism easily apparent, easily visible, at Occupy Wall Street, not only in New York, but all across the country. You have to support those people who are doing the job. And if you want to do the job yourself, get up off your ass and do the job. I'll help. Stay with us. More to come. This is the Tony Katz Radio Show on the All Patriots Media Network.
If you're you're a techno geek, you go to parties and recite the number of visitors to your website and rank what browsers they use to find it. If you're not a geek, you need someone to worry about your website. Wildcat Web Services focus on your website so you don't have to. They have designed many websites for Fortune 1000 and mom and pop companies. Wildcat Web Services is always on time and on budget. Check them out at www.wildcat.la or call 866-370-6218.
These days, you can't afford to be wasting time or money, especially in business. That's why I stopped going to the post office and started using Stamps.com. Now, I print real U.S. postage for all my letters and packages using just my computer and printer. There's no need for expensive postage meters. It's like having the post office right here in my office. No more waiting in line, no more wasting gas driving to the post office, and now you can start saving time and money too. Just go to 54stamps.com and you'll get a no-risk 4-week trial plus a $100 bonus offer including free postage, but only if you go to 54stamps.com. That's the number 54stamps.com. Save time and money instantly at 54stamps.com. This really is a no-brainer. So get your 4-week no-risk trial and your $100 bonus offer, including free postage, at 54stamps.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring with high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-411-1120 to get your free copy now. 877-411-1120. 877-411-1120.
Different phone line.
There we are, just in time. We hit the break. We got Noel back. That's how good we are, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome one and all to the Tony Katz Radio Show. I am Tony Katz. We are back. Give us a call, 805-639. Is it 639 or 693? For some reason, I'm having a mental block on that. 0008. I think it's 639-0008. There it is. We are back, joined now by the associate editor over there at newsbusters.org, Noel Shepard. Noel, good to have you here, my friend.
Good to have you, sir.
And there we go. And yes, the problem was on our end. It was not you. You did fantastic work, what with the dialing and whatnot. Your phone etiquette is massive, sir.
Spectacular. It really is.
It really is.
I used to give courses on how to dial phones, but there really isn't any demand for it anymore.
No, seriously, all you need to do is touch and say, call Noel, and it knows what to do. I spent the last segment talking about what Brent Bozell did in sending this letter from Newsbusters, from the MRC, over to ABC, demanding that they cover the story over there. And it was really an important thing to do. Tell me what the response has been from that. Has ABC responded, and will they start covering the story about anti-Semitism in Occupy Wall Street?
Haven't heard anything about a response. As you know, I'm 3,000 miles away. They're based in Alexandria, Virginia, and I am in Northern California. So I've not gotten any information about a response from the various networks. I don't imagine that they are going to respond, because, you know, what could they say? I mean, could they come back and say, well, we covered it? Well, no, you really didn't. Well, we don't think it's a story. Well, that would be very embarrassing. So they really, you know, what Mr. Bozell has done here is placed them in a very uncomfortable position, and I think their only answer for them is likely going to be to just ignore it. And it's, I think that what Mr. Bozell has done here is quite wise,
and quite important because, as you know, as a Tea Party member, for 2 years, 2 years plus, the Tea Party was castigated as being a racist entity because of a handful of tasteless signs at various Tea Party events around the country, and it was typically, if I recall, these were signs that were by the Lyndon LaRouche people. These weren't necessarily Tea Partiers.
And that is totally true. And when I'm telling you, when I was at one of those Tea Parties in Yorba Linda, California, this was Tax Day 2010, and I saw one of those signs. It was right when in the beginning I was the host, the MC of the event, and I took 5 to 10 minutes to castigate, to go after, to throw those people out, to call them ridiculous, to call them embarrassing. We didn't let that last for a second.
No. What's interesting here is, as I'm sure you're aware, the left-wing protests very, very often have an anti-Semitic element to it. I mean, if you remember the International Answer Group that was doing anti-Iraq war protests during the previous decade had a tremendous anti-Semitic component to them. So it's really, but the press never covers that either. So it's not a surprise that they're not covering this because they're madly in love with this movement, and they want it to be the counter to the Tea Party, which of course is an absurdity because it has nothing to do with the Tea Party.
And I have an article up at townhall.com that specifically shows that there is no comparison. No comparison can be made by the rational minds between the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street. But I go back to this conversation of they love this movement. Why? What is the value of people who urinate on tents, sexually assault people, blame the Jews? What is the benefit for the Democrat Party or for Hollywood?
Well, I that's a great question. I think that in general, a large percentage of Hollywoodans and folks that are in the media are as far left as advocating socialism or communism. And I realize there's a percentage of the audience that, you know, faints when they hear this kind of talk. But these are people who, let's face it, they idolized the Soviet Union. They thought that Gorbachev was a hero. I mean, these are people who would say that the reason for the fall of the Soviet Union was Gorbachev, and it had absolutely nothing to do with Ronald Reagan. So these are people who I think fantasize about a communist or a socialist utopia where, you know, the government controls everything and doles out money. There aren't any real rich people. There aren't any poor, so to speak. Everybody lives at the same subsistence level. And this is their vision of America.
But now when you say everyone lives at the same subsistence level, you have to at least be honest about that. And they have to be honest about that. That is poverty. It is abject poverty. That is the same subsistence level. Everybody has the same mud hut, and everybody has the same gray color clothing.
Yeah, no, it really is. I mean, you know, what we know of the various socialist and totalitarian experiments around the world is that you know, maybe the people, the subsistence level is indeed what we would consider poverty. It's not what poverty is today. It would be significantly worse. But for some reason, they still fantasize about a non-capitalistic, a government-controlled economy that doles money out to folks. And they see now, these people, just for some reason, they despise folks with real wealth unless they're either football players or in Hollywood.
So they despise you?
Or rappers.
They despise you because you are such a rich man, you are such a wealthy man, you are such a powerful man, Noel Shepard?
Well, I wish I could say I was rich, wealthy, and powerful, but they do despise me.
Okay, just making sure. We're talking with Noel Shepard, associate editor of newsbusters.org. I want to go back to something you said, and I apologize for the technical problem earlier. We're going to have you back on the show, and we'll talk about more of the things that you write and things going on at Newsbusters. You said something that's very interesting and I think is worth examination. You said that for the fall of communism, they blame Gorbachev. They don't credit Reagan.
Right. No, they credit Gorbachev. They don't credit Reagan.
And that's a very, very interesting and important dynamic in terms of trying to understand what it is these people believe. Very often we discuss here that the hardcore leftist progressive works hard to be unbigoted, as Evan Sayet would say. If this is wrong, well, this is also wrong. So this country did this, well, America does this. And they try to engage in that moral equivocation.
Right.
But this is about purposefully not acknowledging history for an effort to try and save their own fable. They want to save your that comment to me basically says they're trying to save communism by never admitting that something defeated communism.
No, and I think that's true. I mean, you know, let's understand these are the same people that, irrespective of the tremendous poverty and the poverty that we wouldn't accept in our country, in, let's say, Cuba, or let's say Venezuela, they still have a tremendous reverence for Hugo Chavez. They still have a tremendous reverence for Fidel Castro, because they see, they believe that that form of government is ideal, irrespective of how badly it treats the overwhelming majority of its people. They still have this bizarre fantasy, much like children, you know, who believe in Santa Claus. They still have this bizarre fantasy that that is a far better political economic system than capitalism, where the most successful, and I suggest to you the most competent, individuals make the most amount of money, and the vast percentage of the great unwashed who are lesser or less competent, don't make as much. I mean, these are people who believe that the folks at the top of the ladder are there by accident, or because they're crooks, or because they inherited the funds. Now, for some reason, they tremendously admire a Steve Jobs, yet Steve Jobs made a tremendous amount of money in the past 5 years by having all of Apple's equipment manufactured in China and overseas.
And that has to do with an insane level of idol worship, and you can see how they are not in any way, shape, or form true to a belief or true to a value system, because it'll go based on who's cool. And
that's right.
What I've been saying forever and a day, is that the left will do anything or say anything to fit their fable. What they said yesterday has no bearing on what they say today, and what they say today will have no bearing on what they say tomorrow. And the proof of that is what you brought up earlier. I mean, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I never put that one together before, Nolan. I think it's fascinating. They will credit Gorbachev with the destruction of communism, but they won't credit Reagan, because to credit Reagan would mean that they would be admitting that something could beat communism. But in actually crediting Gorbachev, they say, well, he didn't do it right. That's usually the response that you get, so they can keep their fable alive. And that is wonderful proof. That's a great way of just putting it out there for people to use it anywhere, so people can understand how completely childlike, as you're discussing, Noel, and hypnotic they are about this lie that is communism.
Very much so. No, there's no question. And I think that there's a percentage of these folks in the media right now who'd like nothing more than to see Putin move back to a more traditional Soviet Union type of socialist structure. Because actually what they'd really like to see is us move more in that direction. I mean, let's face it. This whole love affair that they have with the Occupy Wall Street movement is tremendously hypocritical, because these are folks, I'm sure you've seen some of my articles that I've written about what some of these people make. There are a lot of folks in the media who make more than $1 million a year, and who are worth, you know, $10, $20, $30 million. I mean, Matt Lauer, and I'm pulling this off of the top of my head, I think he makes about $6 million a year. and his net worth is somewhere in the neighborhood of $40 or $50 million. Why is somebody like that in love with a movement that hates millionaires? That doesn't make sense. That would be kind of like if you're a Yankee fan, you join a Red Sox fan club. It's totally illogical.
Well,
but this is where I agree
that joining a Red Sox fan club is totally illogical. I couldn't agree with anything more. Young man, I have to hit the break. I apologize for the technical error. And I know this wasn't the planned conversation, but God, do I love a good conversation. Noel Shepard, newsbusters.org. Thank you, my friends.
Anytime, Tony.
Stay with us. More to come. This is the Tony Katz Radio Show on the All Patriots Media Network.
Thinking of buying a pre-owned car or truck today or this weekend? Then why not buy from the best and buy from Bunnin? They've been a used car sales leader for years, and with five dealerships, it's no wonder. They specialize in hard-to-find makes and models, and volume selling keeps their pricing low and with hundreds of cars ready to go. Buying used? Buy Bunnin. Check out Bunnin.com or come for a test drive today at Bunnin Auto Outlet in the Ventura Auto Center. Bunnin Buick GMC and Cadillac in the Oxnard Auto Center, Bunnin Buick GMC in Simi Valley, and their newest location, Bunnin Chevrolet in Culver City. Make your first stop the only stop. Quality used cars with huge discounts and volume selling you've come to expect at Bunnin. Everyone's
running to Bunnin. These days, you can't afford to be wasting time or money, especially in business. That's why I stopped going to the post office and started using Stamps.com. Now, I print real U.S. postage for all my letters and packages using just my computer and printer. There's no need for expensive postage meters. It's like having the post office right here in my office. No more waiting in line, no more wasting gas driving to the post office, and now you can start saving time and money too. Just go to 54stamps.com and you'll get a no-risk 4-week trial plus a $100 bonus offer including free postage, but only if you go to 54stamps.com. That's the number 54stamps.com. Save time and money instantly at 54stamps.com. This really is a no-brainer, so get your 4-week no-risk trial and your $100 bonus offer, including free postage, at 54stamps.com.
If you're a techno geek, you go to parties and recite the number of visitors to your website and rank what browsers they use to find it. If you're not a geek, you need someone to worry about your website. Wildcat Web Services focus on your website so you don't have to. They have designed many websites for Fortune 1000 and mom and pop companies. Wildcat Web Services is always on time and on budget. Check them out at www.wildcat.la or call 866-370-6218.
And we return the Tony Katz Radio Show, 805-639-0008, 805-639-0008. If I didn't mention this hour, brought to you by the good people at Cigars and Review Magazine, I am a huge fan. I am also an adult. We will get into the Herman Cain video. I don't know if we'll get into it in this show. We will lead with it tomorrow. Holly Bacon, put it on the show sheet. We lead with the Herman Cain video. Oh, my goodness. Chat room is open. It waits for you, allpatriotsmedia.com/chat, or just go to allpatriotsmedia.com, bookmark the site, and then click on the chat link. For those of you who have been following me and following the show, you know that I do my best to support the Cure Starts Now, .org and the entire conversation of children and pediatric cancer. It's a story that gets no coverage in the press. It's a story that gets no play in terms of dollars and donations. And it was not on my radar until it was brought to my attention by a dear friend of mine, Jonathan Agin, who is a lawyer in Washington, D.C., and lost his daughter to cancer in January 2011, something called DIPG, diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, brain cancer, that is inoperable. Recently, as they were doing some tax work, they found out that his daughters, who recently passed a Social Security number, was used to file a fraudulent return. And it turns out this is happening more and more. Joining me right now, Jonathan Agin. John, good man. It's good to have you here. How did you find out this had happened?
To back up, in terms of our 2010 taxes, as one could imagine, my daughter Alexis had significant medical bills. We traveled to Philadelphia for treatment. She was treated in Washington, D.C. We traveled for 6 months to Sloan Kettering up in New York for treatment. So we compiled significant medical bills and travel expenses. Thus, we filed an extension last April, and it came time to pass everything off to our accountant. So we did, and I got a call two Thursdays ago as I was driving home from my office by our accountant, who told me that our return, our tax filing had been rejected, as somebody had used Alexis's Social Security number to file a return.
Here's my question, and I got to tell you, I was confused when you told me this. Why would somebody use a stolen Social Security number to file a return?
Here's my assumption based upon my research. There's several reasons somebody would utilize a Social Security number, especially a child's Social Security number. First, to claim them as a dependent and get the tax credit. That seems pretty foolish to me, but it happens. Secondly, people use false IDs all the time and file tax returns to try and create identity to obtain a refund as well. Social Security numbers are so often sold to illegals so that they can file tax returns as well. So it could have been any number of those reasons to use a Social Security number. We will never know because the IRS protects the identity of their filers, including the individuals who fraudulently file returns.
Okay, so it's possible. We don't know the facts yet, Jonathan, as you explained, but it's possible it is used by illegals who are trying to do the right thing. They steal Social Security numbers or buy Social Security numbers in order to file their taxes properly.
That's a possibility. Yeah, absolutely.
So here you are. You're now at this moment where you can't file your taxes. But you found out based on just simply placing this on Facebook, on your Facebook page, that there are families out there who are in the same predicament, have lost their children, and this is happening not just in one place.
Now, since that happened, what I did was try to alert the cancer community, of which we're obviously a part of, and since that time, in our very small circle, and I'm telling you, it's a very small circle, 13 other families have come forward who have lost children to tell us that it happened to them as well. So, you know, if you extrapolate beyond that to parents who have lost children in any manner of ways, which I've seen articles online from people who have lost children due to car accidents, drownings, other disease processes, and their children's Social Security numbers have been stolen as well. So it's a significant problem. And there's a huge loophole out there which is allowed by the government to occur.
Is the problem that we get Social Security numbers for our kids?
No, that's not the problem. The problem is in the manner in which the death registry is published and allowed to be published by entities that have no public policy support for putting Social Security numbers out there. What happens is the Social Security Administration maintains and compiles the death registry, which contains about 83 million people. What they then do is submit the death registry to the Department of Commerce. The Department of Commerce then sells the death registry domestically for a little under $7,000 and internationally for somewhere around $14,000. Now, anybody can purchase this as best as I can gather and put the information on a website. I found Alexis' Social Security number in a matter of 30 seconds by just typing in Alexis Agin's Social Security number, and boom, I found a website which is owned by the Mormon Church, which is for genealogy with her Social Security number. And then I investigated and found five or six of the other families found their children up there as well. So it's not that we have Social Security numbers. It's the manner in which the government is allowing Social Security numbers to be put forth in the stream of commerce.
So
that's the problem.
Where in 60 seconds or less, where does this take you now? What is the next step for you?
Well, my wife and I, Neely, had a meeting with Congressman Moran this morning, who's our rep. Frankly, we were left extremely dissatisfied by the meeting. He's going to look into our personal tax situation and ensure that that gets taken care of. But legislatively, there's a court decision from 1980, which I have to study better, discussing the dissemination of public information, such as Social Security numbers, and it's a loophole that we need to close. I don't mind that a financial institution has access to Social Security numbers so they can protect against identity theft, but I do mind that my daughter's Social Security number is being put out there on the website for somebody to use and commit fraud. And one agency sells it, making pennies on the dollar, and then another agency has to prosecute the fraud, costing the taxpayers and the government millions and millions of dollars. It just is nonsense.
On to what you're doing and what you've continued to do. The Cure Starts Now is an organization that you are intimately involved with, a big event coming up, a big race, a charity auction in which I will be coming out to D.C., and I will be leading that live auction, hosting that live auction, and telling people to pay or get out. give me an idea of where people go to support the cause, maybe take part of the race if they're in the D.C. area.
Sure. The National Race Against the Odds is what the race is called. This will be the third year that we hold it in the course of 3 years, including so far what we've raised. We're a little bit over $200,000 grossed for pediatric brain cancer research. If you want to know more, please visit www.raceagainsttheodds.com. Click on the Arlington, Virginia National link, and you can see all the information right there. The dinner and auction link is up there as well. And we're going to have some amazing items, some trips, some experiences, and we're hoping for about 500-600 runners to join us on November 6th and raise as much money as possible.
And November 5th, you get to see me, which is an experience.
That's correct.
In and of itself. TheCureStartsNow.org. Search out Alexis Agin, A-G-I-N. And, of course, RaceAgainstTheOdds.com. Jonathan, I'm sorry. I love you. I look forward to seeing you next week. And happier times ahead. That's for damn sure.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
You got it, man. Take care.
Thank you
all. My thanks to Noel Shepard of Newsbusters. Always a pleasure to have him on the show. Always a pleasure to gain his insight. My thanks, of course, to Jonathan Agin right there. RaceAgainstTheOdds.com. Go give what you can if you can. Contessa Brewer tomorrow, Stephen Cruiser on Thursday, and Stephen Green on Friday. Maybe a working phone system. It is impossible to tell, ladies and gentlemen. Who knows what might come up? And I will, Herman Cain tomorrow, Holly, write this down, Herman Cain tomorrow. And, oh, by the way, there was an election over the weekend. Don't know who's talking about it. Bobby Jindal won every parish in Louisiana. We're going to talk about what that means for all of us. And, of course, the latest breaking news of the day as we roll down through the days, the weeks, the months to Election Day. And then looking past that, because most people, they're just stuck on Election Day. There's a life after that, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta be ready for it. Stay with us. Be well. Don't forget Facebook and Twitter, Tony Katz. Tomorrow, everyone. Take care.